This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I'm going to do a podcast today on the conditions we have here. I'm recording this in the middle of June, so I'm going to talk about the condition we expect for the stock trout streams, the mountain trout streams, the smallmouth bass, what we're experiencing now, what I suspect it will be over the next several weeks. Then I'll be back several weeks from now and bring you an update on conditions as they change gradually. First, let's talk about the stock trout streams. Fortunately, we've had a lot of good rains in the last couple weeks, and these streams are in beautiful shape. Now they're getting a little warm. So what you have to do is try to find the coolest water out here. Now, this usually means below the springs. Now, if you know Big Stony, Passage Creek, some of those streams, there are a lot of springs that come into them. You can usually spot these springs along the bank by the rich green weed growth that you get in them, and this weed growth will continue down into the stream. Sometimes you'll even have watercress there. Now, depending on the flow of the spring and the stream itself, you can get some excellent crest bug populations from the spring as far down as 100 feet or so. I fish these with Ed Shanks crest bug in size 14, 16. You can either fish it upstream dead drift along these areas. You can work it down and across with a slow twitching action. But that's a very effective technique. Now, as you're wading along these stock trout streams, you'll notice some cool springs coming into the deeper pools. You'll feel these on your waders, or if you're feeling wet, wading wet, you'll definitely feel them on your legs. Now, these cool springs in the bottom of the deep pools also attract the trout, but I use a little different tactic there. I fish those with streamers. If I feel them, I'll move out on the side, or sometime I'll just cover a lot of the deep pools with streamers, such as the Shenandoah 9-3, the Shenandoah Silver Ghost, the Murray's Betsy Streamer, that kind of fly, all of them in about a size 10. I'll get on the side of the pool, cast across the deeper part, swim those real slowly across the stream bottom, stripping them, maybe 3 or 4 inches every 10 seconds. And I find the deeper I can fish those deep pools and the slower I move my streamers, the more fish I catch. But that's very effective in all these stock trout streams. Now, in the mountain trout streams, same recent rains have kept these streams up now. We've got water level in these mountain streams that we usually have in April or in the middle of May. So we've got good water levels. Consequently, the upper reaches of these spring streams where most of the trout live are giving us great dry fly fishing. If you park up on the National Forest trails back here along the West Virginia line, park up on the National Forest roads, or over in the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you park on the Blue Ridge Parkway, Skyland Drive, park at those trailheads I have in my Blue Ribbon book map, and hike down those trails, turn and fish your way back up, you'll get some great fishing. Now, the hatches are not as heavy as they were a month ago. However, we've still got good sulfur hatches. I match those with Ed Shanks sulfur dry in a 16 and 18. We've got good yellow, little yellow stonefly hatches right now, and I match those with Murray's yellow stonefly in a 16 and 18. Now, when I'm on the stream and I don't see a whole heavy hatch of either one of those, I've been doing real well with the Murray's flying beetle in a size 14. The beetle in a 14 and the Murray's inchworm in a 14. Both of those have been very effective for me for about the last 3 or 4 weeks now. And there are a lot of trout in these streams. From the last year's water level, as we predicted, and those fish fed heavily all summer last year, the trout are running a little bit larger in the mountain trout streams now than they normally find them this time of the year. Now, still, a 10 or 12 inch brook trout is a very big brook trout, but the average size of the older fish, I definitely am seeing them as being larger than we have had in the last several years. Now, a lot of these fish will be out on their feeding stations. When I approach each pool in these mountain trout streams, now I'm talking about, when I approach each pool, I stay back and look it over to see if I can spot any trout, see if I can see them on feeding stations. The way I spot the trout is to look to see if I can see, say, the slight movement. Maybe he turns a little bit to take a nymph. Well, boy, that's a sure giveaway to his location. If the sun is up and I'm staying low to keep my shadow low, I can often spot his shadow on the stream bottom before I can spot him. Another good way to spot those trout out there is their outline, especially in a brook trout stream. The brook trout has a straight edge to his tail up in Maine, up in Laurentide Mountain. They call them square tails. So they have a straight edge, and if you look out there and you see a straight edge on something that looks out of place over round cobblestones, that's probably your brook trout. So once you spot those guys, go in there on your hands and knees and go one-on-one with them. I'm usually using the beetle in those situations, and in most cases it works. Probably going down to a 9 foot 6 inch classic leader in these. But take advantage of this nice water level we have now, because we have no idea what we're going to have by August. But right now it's on go. All right, now let's talk about smallmouth bass. This is coming on strong. Admittedly, it was slow getting going this year. 2 days ago, I fished. I didn't get to the river till about 5 o'clock in the evening. And from there all the way up to dark, I had the best fishing I've had all year. Now, these bass are frequently out lying between the river crossing ledges. That's where I nailed them the other evening. These ledges that go across the river perpendicular to the flow with water 3 to 4 feet deep between them. Sometimes those ledges will be 10 feet apart, and sometimes they may be 40 feet apart. But these bass are lying down in between those river crossing ledges. They're on the stream bottom. So what I was doing the other evening, and what has been consistently good for us, is to work across the river with your streamer coming perpendicular to the current. You're swimming it across the stream. The Magnum Hogsucker, the Murray's Magnum Hogsucker, the Magnum Creek Chub, and especially the Pearl Marauder, the Murray's Pearl Marauder. The Magnums, I use those in size 4. The Marauders, I use those in size 6. But a slow stripping action is very good, and this is getting better by the day. So take advantage of that. Now, if you're on the stream until the light gets off the water in the evening, 7 o'clock or something like that, you can take them on the surface on the Murray's Blue Popper, the Shenandoah Blue Popper, in about a size 4, or the Shenandoah Chartreuse Popper in a 6. Now, fish all these on 2X, but try to fish the shady banks in the evening with those two surface bugs, and I think you'll get some great action. So that's sort of got you up to date on what's happening right now. I'll keep an eye on the river. I get there not every day, but I don't miss many. And I'll bring you up to date as the conditions change. If you have any questions, call me at Murray's Fly Shop. I'm Harry Murray. The fly shop number is 540-984-4212. I'll be glad to help you on any questions we have. Oh, by the way, on our half-day schools and our full-day schools, we still have openings in many of those. So you can either ring us on that or check our website, and we'll be glad to help you. Thank you very much.